Chapter 12. He followed the woman's pointing until the street was pin's width across. Neat was the journey, with end. And when the building shrunk, the waves waved, sending skunk-awake wakes, he walked more. He saw the grand vista like for the mister and his crew, he had seen foresty nature's view. But this was seen purview, for even at distance, even then could he tell that whence e'er from, that spell would get no less truer and no less understood than the sewer he could not find the light inside. For that, and for this too, applied soulfulness, through divine intervention though it come, and not to mention anything true, must be left be out hind, for it is that one eye converges and signs applied. Knowing this, as he had, Flaylin McDrab went down to ratify the sound, and the look, and the scent, and the touch, and the taste of the waves, lent to chaste and chastening alike. He had nothing to do. Flay hiked down off the chewed pavement and onto sand, a thin patch of which parts the sea and land. Then starts a boat, big wooden one, to make its way in view, like sun without curfew. It bounces down, downer, bringing the horizon, with blue founders. Eyes on eyes, looking out, look out. A line to stretch about and to play fetch with the world and its ones. One of the ships and sea's own playful sons calls, "See here!" to Flaylin on beach. "Thinking to grow sea arms to reach out here? These farms grow many kinds, though, I am not to judge. Jump on board if you try." Stumped on the sand, looking up at the ship in near water, made bat-like with saws or seas, Flaylin accepted the sailor's shout offer, though accepted proffer distance and height was large. So Flaylin quickly built a large-reaching, unquilt-like staircase out of sand and ascended running to meet the band, stunning on deck. Just as Flay jumped off the sand stairs, they fell and lumped back down and gelled like tiny grains are wont to do. Flay landed, thud accompanied, on the deck. Bud, the sailor who called him on the shore to the ship, was trimmed of words, as Flips sooner said than McD appeared next to him there. F.M. could see now hair on top of the waves' heads, and stared contentedly, instead of what fedly, at the new detailed whole of the sea. So Bud spoke that word so stole and poked more than any other, that word of the 21st century, he said, "So!" That word often said yawningly, which so softens and frees expectations, which starts, stops, transitions, but left on carts its own, bereft of expression it is, left for others to solve. And so was his revolved among the sailors that they disbanded, left Flay to fatten the whole day there on deck. They left then, as F saw a wood board lying some 10 squash gourds away. He went and bent to pick it up, and some brief lent their eyes to come to him, seeing him pick up the board, one and half or two times stick was, calf excluded, to his height. Some murmured that they read and cited him in the head court news story in that Adlerite Today, but all took the flattened cut and form of Bud, and let the man and his board stay unfettered on deck, ways and paths outlined for them through their duties about ship. They worked tandem him, skipped words, these who had long known that more times need silence than stones for a stone fence. So their presences let known what was to be new, their quodlibet had new color, F and his stick. For it became his, like one picks a rock on bike trip when first exploring as a pre-teen. The ship's boards for boring were, chips eventually became, so to Bud and the rest t'was same for it in nest of Flaylin McDrab's arm to be, whilst he while watched the sea's two charms, which watch, howsoe'er it's made, cannot clock. To be still, the shade and light equil, to be rocked slow away, moving unmoved, moving always, but stay grooving and serenely, but then, at the same time, but then, to blend out all the when, from where and who, so why, became only the last letter. The sky to blast out all Z's and all Z's from the minds and heads minds of bled ones, all behind except gentleness roar of the senses alive, like sense like 4 years jive about. Perhaps because so close low to the ground, no was for seas, just sound of now, now, now the tale begins. For everyone is in a vale with sun and all animals low close to the ground, for there is no most, there is no this, there is no ground. Sea change, the sea goes up and down. The ever range of sound as valleys turn mountains, mountains valleys, and that just in the surface. Pat the depths at every time. The So stood Flaylin, the rhymed there on railin', looking over that vast with stick in hand, the crew and the ship cast off through wherever they were, her charted towards wherever they were going, severed from land, folk, and unflow. Came some clouds in the sky, which made unknowing fly through water's reflection, beauty. But then some drops, not fun for water, hop from sky downward, yet in sea good, some would say, and put their soul in, their hands detecting sprinkling. But more, a storm, darker clouds, sheets cutting down so loud that seas roar and skies fall, excluded each other. The crew here all smothered together below decks, and urged Flay do same. The becks he waved with tame waves and smiles, living there, seeing the sea toss down, the sky toss where it found its landing. Flay stood soaked with the same calm as sea had broke an hour back. He stood with stick held in hand, gazing as waves crashed o'er the deck, that land false sore sounded as the ship's boards moaned and the whole mass rocked as hordes of drops so docked on decks. The wind tossed all. Flaylin McDrab stood, and then roared a tall wave hand that plucked him off the deck and dropped him in the waves. In necks of deepest caves there is no darkness like that when dunked like that. But he above hiked the jut waves, held on to his board, and with it stayed to splash, and soared through the stir, dashed like a stuck salt shaker. He looked for the ship's fore and aft, maker of board on which he wobbled. It was gone, or if still there, was hit so with wet air that he couldn't make it out, or maybe just his eyes. No need to shout goodbyes, for the sea, or whatever it was shouting such profound loud hellos that nothing's heard, buzz excepted. So he floats, float, making own boat, course known.